Good morning. We are learning Chayotim Klal Beis Siman Vav. This year will be aired on the 24th day of the Omer. So the Chayotim writes, Afal Pish the Ein Chiyav Natila Ela Hayadayim Bilvad. Even though the real Chiyav of Natila, Chazal required us to wash our hands, was only specifically on the hands, Mikol Mokom Mitzvah Sheirchutz Gampon of it is appropriate to wash one's face as well. Kichol Paul Hashem L'maneo, everything that Hashem created for His honor. V'kimish haguf nivra la'avod Hashem. Hashem created our bodies to use the bodies as a vehicle to allow the neshama to serve Hashem. The neshama serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the guf. V'levush kol shel neshama, the body is the clothing, the cloak, as it were, for the neshama. So now, if the body acts as the clothing for the neshama, meharoi, it would be appropriate lachabed alavush to give respect to the clothing. Just like we know the servants of the king, the clothing which are given by the king to wear while they are acting in the service of the king, they're very careful that clothing should be perfectly clean. So therefore, a person's face, which is part of the keli that we use, the labush which we use to allow us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that keli has to be clean and pure as well. Now, on top of that, the clothing which we put on our bodies also have to be appropriate, they have to be clean. And that Mikolshken Talmud Chacham, and this is definitely so when you're dealing with a Talmud Chacham, because when the person looks at the Talmud Chacham's clothing and they're not clean, he might be repulsed by a Talmud Chacham. Sarach Lizar Shloyia Alav Shum Dvar Mius Vitinuf. He should make sure this clothing has nothing on it which is dirty. Well, Yilbush Begadim Yikarim. However, he does not wear fancy clothing. Because that maybe a Sodom Lidei Gaiva. This causes a person to be a balgaiva. I look at my fancy clothing. Al yilbush begadim and mutsayim. A person should wear clothing which are somewhere in the middle. Shalis baz ben ebeni adam. They should not be something which is so such a low quality, an inferior quality that people will in some way look down upon him. But not begadim yikarim, which will cause a person to have gaiva. So the Mora says that we look at a Talmud Chacham and the way he's dressed we find repulsive, so people will possibly be turned off to Avodas Hashem. So that's causing other people to not like Hashem. So that Talmud Chacham has transgressed the idea of being masni, making someone hate. So though Hashem says those individuals which cause other individuals to not like me, the ones who would cause it, every one of us are going to have to enjoy dying. They deserve to die. So the Talmud Chacham, which causes other people, acts in such a way that other people will be turned off. So what is Hashem? He's the master. He's causing the sinner, and he Chasham will be punished with every one of us. Whatever you do, a person should do it l'shem shemaim for the proper appropriate reasons to serve Hashem. The Chum said, whatever you do, you should do it for the appropriate reason. So a person has to be very careful about, I'm dressing to look nicely. Am I dressing to look nicely because I want to present myself as a respectable person, representing Hashem, Klal Yisrael, Talmud Chacham, Orthodox Jew, or doing it because I want to be very fancy and enjoy my fancy clothing, which that would not be appropriate. Have a good morning.